It's been revealed US officials were lying when they said an aircraft carrier was being sent to deter North Korea. The White House claimed the Carl Vinson and four other warships were being sent into the Sea of Japan as worries about these missile tests deepened. It's now emerged the ships were in fact heading in completely the opposite direction at the time to take part in joint exercises with the Australian Navy. Let's cross now to Washington and to Simon Marks. Good morning, Simon. This was all very powerful and impressive at the time. This Armada was steaming towards Korea, except it wasn't.
Sounded good, didn't it, Guy, on President Trump very much telling the world that he wasn't going to tolerate North Korea's behavior any longer. The era of American strategic patience with Pyongyang's nuclear aspirations had expired, and we were all assured the USS Carl Vinson was steaming towards the Korean Peninsula, a visible show of force, White House officials said, in a bid to try and get Kim Jong-un to think again. And then, unfortunately, the White House got caught out, not for the first time, by the power of the Internet. This time, a result of the Pentagon's own news gathering and news making experience, because we all suddenly realized that the USS Carl Vinson, in fact, was steaming in a completely different direction to participate in some Australian Navy exercises in the Indian Ocean, when a couple of news websites operated by the Pentagon published photographs showing the USS Carl Vinson at least 3,500 miles from where it was supposed to be in the Korean Peninsula. The White House is blaming the Pentagon, saying there was all sorts of miscommunication between the presidential office and the office of General James Mad Dog Mattis, the new defense secretary here. They've sorted it all out now. The Carl Vinson is finally heading to the Korean Peninsula, and Kim Jong-un will now presumably be aware that if he waits another week, the Carl Vinson will be within his immediate vicinity.
Better late than never, I suppose. But was this subterfuge or shambles?
Well, I think it definitely redefines the word shambles. However, one has to remember that this is a White House that, unlike its predecessors, Democrats and Republican, has shown a remarkable propensity to mislead reporters and a remarkable propensity to lie on a daily basis. Now, you know, they say there was genuine miscommunication here, a misunderstanding between the Defense Department and the White House about where precisely the USS Carl Vinson was. But it has to be said, if it hadn't been for a few people within the last 12 hours or so noticing that photographic evidence on the Internet, and then beginning a conversation on social media about where precisely carrier was located, would the White House have been forthcoming and told everybody that actually it wasn't really in the waters of the Korean Peninsula? I mean, that is a big question, and all of these questions go to the heart of the credibility of White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer and his communications team.
And as they say, in related news before you go, Simon, there's a new Gallup poll out showing that fewer Americans trust Donald Trump. I think it's 42% think he keeps his promises, down from over 60% in February. So quite a slide.
Yes, I mean, a slide for Donald Trump in Gallup, but Donald Trump is pointing to different polling here. He's pointing to a Rasmussen opinion poll that suggests among likely voters his approval rating has actually risen to 50%. Now, that's a much higher number than we're seeing in the Gallup survey, and it's a much higher number than we're seeing in some other surveys that have been published. But Rasmussen defend their sampling procedures, and they say that they were the polling company that got things right back in November 2016. So they're defending their record, and Donald Trump certainly crowing about the fact that he believes this, these Gallup numbers notwithstanding, that over the last couple of weeks, particularly since the airstrikes on Syria, the adults within the administration have sort of slowly taken over the presidential romper room. You're seeing a lot more of people like H.R. McMaster, the National Security Advisor, Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State, and James Mattis, the Defense Secretary, and a lot less of some of the political operatives at the White House who were making so many mistakes so often. So you read the polls and you decide which polling company you like the most. Donald Trump definitely prefers the one that shows him with an approval rating that is rising and hitting the 50% level.
Thanks, Simon. I guess you could still approve of Donald Trump and not believe he was telling the truth. That's probably something for another day. Thanks, Simon. Appreciate your time. Simon Marks there from Washington.